Dear people of God, in this Christmas season, let it be our duty and delight to hear once more the message of the angels, to go to Bethlehem and see the Son of God lying in a manger. Let us hear and heed the story of God's loving purpose until the glorious redemption brought to us by this holy child Jesus. Let us make this place glad with our songs of praise. But first, let us pray for the needs of this whole world, for peace and justice on the earth, for the unity and mission of the church for which he died, and especially for his church in our country and in this city. And because he particularly loves them, let us remember in his name the poor and helpless, the cold, the hungry, the oppressed, the sick and those who mourn, the lonely and unloved, the aged and little children, as well as all those who do not know and love the Lord Jesus. Finally, let us remember before God his pure and lowly mother, and that whole multitude which no man can number, whose hope was in the Word made flesh, and with whom in Jesus we forevermore are one. The Almighty God bless us with his grace. Christ give us the joys of everlasting life, and to the fellowship of the citizens above, may the King of angels bring us all. Amen.
Let us rejoice.
For the one whose name of the blood is gone.
Let us rejoice.
For the one found lying in the manger.
Let us rejoice.
As he was taught by the wise
men. Let us rejoice.
Even as the angels rejoiced at his birth.
Let us rejoice.
Please be seated.
The people who walked in the darkness have seen a great light.
Thank you. Sorry, Mary. I don't want to marry you.
One night, while Joseph was sleeping, an angel of the Lord appeared to him and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will have a son, and you shall name him Jesus. And he will free his people from their sins."
It's not like every day you get a visit from the angel of the Lord. So I did what I was told to do.
What? Your wife is going to have a baby? Well, you can't go wandering around. around town in this kind of weather, and she can't have a baby on the road somewhere. Look, you seem like such a nice couple. Why don't you stay in my stable? It's warm and dry and even better. I won't charge you anything since you'll be staying with the animals.
Look, I said the stable is warm and dry. Thank you for all your kindness.
Here's a blanket, and if you need anything else, just knock on my door.
Thank you.
Well, then, I guess I'll say goodnight.
Goodnight.
Mary and Joseph were weary from their long, hard journey, so they settled down to rest. During the night, Jesus was born.
In the fields nearby, shepherds were watching over their sheep when an angel appeared.
Ooh. Do not be afraid, for I bring you good news and great joy. Jesus Christ, our Savior, is born this very night in Bethlehem.
Look, even more angels. There must be hundreds of them.
This shall be a sign to you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling cloth, lying in the manger.
The Messiah, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords. He lays in a stable in Bethlehem, the city of David.
Come, worship, and behold the Savior who is Christ our Lord. Rejoice greatly, the Messiah is born today.
Glory to God in the highest, peace and goodwill.